Playing country's hottest hits, 103.7 WHHT. Kathy Botts in studio with me this morning from the Barron County Chamber of Commerce. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
Well, wonderful. You want me to share my thing? What happened to me?
That's up to you, my dear.
Okay, I was gracefully coming out of the city building to come over here, and I slipped on this wet black pavement and hit everything on my body on the black pavement. Oh. And it was literally I have fallen and I can't get up kind of thing.
It was it was like a real life commercial.
It was a commercial, and there was, because it was raining, I saw no one. So I took my pride and finally, and my sore elbow got up to come over here.
Bless your heart. If I had been around, I would have helped you, Kathy.
Well, I would. Thank you for that thought, Kelly, but I'm fine. I'm fine. And I'm ready to talk about all the things.
Maybe there should be a sign that says slippery when wet.
Well, you know what? I don't know if it was that or just my bad luck. I really don't know. All I know is that I'm still a little wet from it.
As long as you're okay, though.
Yeah, I'm good. My pride hurts in my right elbow, but I'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you made it. Yeah. And you are going to be talking, or we are going to be talking about Glasgow Christmas Parade. First of all, it's almost done.
I cannot believe it, that it's like a week away. Yes. And I mean, we have 163 entries. Remember, our theme this year is Neon Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so we are hoping that everyone comes out. The parade will kick off from Glasgow High School. It will come down Columbia Avenue, take a right around the square, and then down South Green Street for the end of it. And we're hoping that everybody comes out and supports us. We'll be starting that off at right on the dot at 6 p.m.
Okay, and we're looking forward to that. Of course, we will be broadcasting the parade from right outside of our studios. We partner every year with SCRTC. We appreciate our partnership with those folks. And of course, new the last couple of years, WNKY. We are partnering with those guys as well. So we're making it a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Biggest nighttime parade in Kentucky. And we are so proud of our Christmas parade.
Absolutely. And, you know, this year, our Grand Marshals are the Flames, mm-hmm. our Special Olympians in the community.
Yes.
And there are, I don't know exactly how many, but quite a few. So we are excited to see those kids come down and start celebrating the Christmas season.
All right. That is coming up a week from Saturday. That would be December the 6th.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. So you have some new members you want to shout out?
Well, you know, with 163 members, you know, in our parade, not everyone is a chamber member. We're hoping that they will change their mind and become a chamber member, but 163 entries. So we are so excited that we are welcoming these new members in. You'll see them in the parade, I hope. But we're going to welcome in R&S Northeast. They are one of the Amnil kind of extensions. And then we have MC's Auto Sales. That's located over there by McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Schaffhauser Electric. You'll find them in Austin, Kentucky, but they do a lot of business here in Barron County and surrounding counties. We have Sheffitt's Adult Daycare. They've joined from Edmonton, Kentucky. You know, as your parents are aging, our parents are aging, it's always great to make, you know, to have help along that if you need some. And then we are welcoming in, you know, Kelly, I don't know about your grandma, but my grandma used to sit and quilt this time of the year, you know, these cold, rainy days. And so I'm so excited. Whittles Fabrics from Smiths Grove, Kentucky, it has joined. So they have all of that quilting needs that you might have. Then we have BNC Vending. BNC Vending, they're kind of not just your regular Snickers kind of vending machine, kind of upscale. So if you're a business, facility, industry, factory of any type, BNC Vending now will be out there to help you. And then the next one and our last one for this week is NexAir. And they are everything electrical and that kind of thing, and they are located over in Cave City.
Okay. All right. So congratulations to all the new members, and we are, you know, beginning to wrap up the year, already looking into 2026, and just want to kind of save the date for annual meeting in February.
Yes. If you are interested in coming to our annual dinner, now keep in mind that is our largest networking event that we have, and that will be on February the 5th from 5 to 8 at the Cave City Conference Center. And so I just know this, Kelly, is that save the date is important because the last 3 years we have sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in your back pocket and put that on your calendar so you can come and celebrate all the accomplishments that your Barron County Chamber of Commerce has done, and some, and pass the gavel to our new board president, and just see what some of the great things that are coming down the pike.
All right. Excellent. Kathy, thank you so much for being here this morning. I hope that you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Kelly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths in the United States.